The Rens are so good. All the Japanese amateurs seem to, well, most of the Japanese amateurs favor Konicas. These are cracking jack Kempers.
Oh. What is it that they... One of the Japanese cameras makes a bellows type reflex, similar to the Rolleiflex, only it's got cloth bellows on it.
Marmia, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a beautiful camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing is beautiful and versatile. Good gosh. I give my right arm for one.
Well, I'm settled for a Konica now. Konica Auto S.
I'd settle for most anything for my own now.
Yeah, I've got my dad's Petri. He got a Petri with a 2.8 lens, and I think the lens is a little soft on it because it just comes out sort of fuzzy.
Well, you know, I've been discussing this point with Gilbert. Perhaps you see his articles in the paper. He's a writer for the Oklahoman, or the Times, I guess it is. He's quite a photographer on the side. In fact, his wife and he runs a photographic studio. And he tells me my problem has been that my negatives are too dense.
That's
that all the films now are underrated, even after the revision of the index numbers on them, that they're still underrated. He says if you'll take, if you'll use about twice or half the exposure that's recommended by the manufacturer, you'll increase your definition and sharpness considerably. Now, I haven't thoroughly investigated this. I'm waiting for a nice, clear, bright day when there could be no question as to what the conditions were. And then I was going to get out and take a test set.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you've used double your rated speed, huh?
Yeah.
So, hey.
It's rated at 200, which is just a pretty much a standard speed now. I use 400.
Hmm. Well, let's give you good grays too.
He claims it will.
And then, how about commercial processing on that? Is that with commercial processing or is that with custom processing?
Well, we were talking from the standpoint of doing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We get to call it custom processing. I like. I found this FR-22. I like Panatomic X. Developed an FR-22.
Mm-hmm.
Now Panatomic X is pretty doggone slow.
Yeah.
But it's ultra fine grain. This FR-22 will give you nice compensation for the full range of tones.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's easy to use.
Uh-huh.
It's a one-shot deal. Comes in little individual bottles.
Mm.
You mix it up so much for...
Sears and Roebuck had something like that in the 30s when I was using my little old plastic trays and smearing my films. Oh, I tell you.
Well, this stuff's fairly fast too. I think it takes, well, they give you a chart with a curve for temperature and definition and your gamma values and all this. So, just depends on what your conditions are. While you refer to this chart as to the time, and I think generally about 10 and a half, 11 minutes, as long as I've ever developed it. Sometimes I feel I've gotten overdeveloped with that.
Hmm. You use the dark room down there?
We don't have a dark room. Oh, what work I do, I just do here in the house. I load a tank in the closet, take it to the kitchen, do my developing in the tank, and then kitchen's dark enough at night that I can set up my enlarger in there. However, I haven't had my stuff out for, gosh, who knows how long.
What kind of enlarger do you use?
Well, I've got a little Federal portable, 2 1/4 to 3 1/4 portable.
Hmm.
Inexpensive thing. I bought it while I was going to school down over you. And I'll put it up against some of the